T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Joshua. I'm Dave Cohen. At 10 minutes after 5 a.m., it's the early edition of WWL First News on this 4th of August, 2020. Not Monday. Clap your hands, everybody, and everybody clap your hands. Give yourselves a round of applause for making it through Monday and arriving here at the day I call Not Monday, because you deserve to be congratulated for making it through the worst day of the week. Hollywood South gearing up to start production again. Here in New Orleans, Film New Orleans says that Amazon is getting to work this week on a Prime series that is resuming filming that had been shooting before the pandemic. Next week, Jefferson Parish says NCIS New Orleans will resume shooting over there. Meanwhile, a host of other studios have projects planned to shoot again this month or next month. That's good news. Josh, you've worked in that business. Do you believe that they can do it safely, that the cast and crew and support staff and everybody else can stay socially distanced and masked up and not spread coronavirus?
I would think the biggest issue would be the food situation with catering and when everyone goes into the big tent.
Yeah, normally they just have a big old buffet.
But they'll probably stagger lunches for different departments if possible.
Yeah, I imagine they'll have prepackaged, instead of just putting out a whole spread, you'll have little packages of food that you just pick up a box of this and a container of that rather than everyone kind of.
But if they're shooting starting next week or the week after, that means they're already back at work now at the office and everything.
Well, yeah, absolutely. This week in New Orleans, they say that Amazon Prime series is resuming. So hopefully that works out. But you heard Dr. Joseph Cantor in the news say all these schools that are resuming in-person learning, and there are several parishes around the region that are doing that. Some schools have gone back this week, particularly some of the private schools and the parochial schools. He says there will be transmission. There's no way around it. That when you're taking buildings full of children, there will be COVID passed around. And you better expect your child's classroom, your child's school, to be shut down from time to time as cases are found. He says there's no way you can do it with as much community spread as we're seeing right now without it being transmitted. So I guess it's, again, and this has been a balancing of risk versus economic activity, and schools are part of the economy. There's no doubt about it, particularly private schools when you talk about it, but also allowing kids to be in school frees up parents to take more part in the economy. So it's all interlinked, but public health official for this region of Louisiana says there's no way they're not going to transmit COVID in schools.
Yeah, that's what they need to say. It's just being reasonable.
Yeah, I think no matter what, no matter how many times you wash your hands, no matter how much you enforce mask wearing, no matter how much you try to reduce class sizes and keep kids from things like recess and going to the cafeteria to eat lunch, they eat lunch in their classrooms, their desks are moved apart. It is an environment in which you're dealing with, A, children who are less likely to follow strict guidelines because they don't really necessarily comprehend the results of their actions, that if they get too close to one another, if they don't cover their nose with their mask, if they touch things that other kids have touched, they don't necessarily, if they rub their eyes, get it like an adult would, although I think maybe some kids get it better than some of the adults we've seen in our community.
Well, along the same lines, the doctor could say the same thing about the film industry. There will be transmission.
Yeah, well, the actors on set are not going to be wearing masks and staying six feet apart.
What if you're shooting a scene in a car with four people in there?
Right, a scene where people have to kiss or hug. They're not staying 6 feet apart doing that, and they're not reducing transmission.
You keep in mind, if you're shooting a scene with three people in a bedroom, there's 12 people on the other side of the camera.
Right. But they can wear masks.
Right, but it's still just going to be closed quarters.
Right, absolutely. So we're accepting certain risks. We're tolerating certain levels of spread. The good news is hospitalizations in Louisiana, are down below 1,500 again. We haven't seen that since before the mask mandate, so clearly that's good news, and fewer people are being hospitalized with it right now. Yesterday, we had less than 1,100 new cases reported. That's good news because we'd been in the 1,700 to 2,000 range for the last couple of weeks. So the number of transmissions has gone down since the mask mandate. So we're doing some things well. And transmission has been reduced. But if we open schools, if we start filming again, if we see other businesses opening, can we do it without seeing another huge spike in cases and hospitalizations? That is yet to be seen. Thank you, Joshua. We will talk to you after the news at 5:30. We're going to take a look at your forecast up next. Hot, but not as humid. Did you feel the difference yesterday? We'll see if you feel it this week. It's still going to be hot. But it won't be as oppressive, I guess. And we'll check in to see what's going on with Isaias as it's still churning up the East Coast. Hundreds of thousands of power outages, and today the threat of more flooding from Washington, D.C. to New England. We'll take a look at that after this here on WWL. It's not Monday. We talked about how the assistant state health officer says reopening schools, which is happening in some districts and some private schools this week with kids back in classrooms, will inevitably lead to COVID-19 spread. He said you can reduce it, pardon me, you can mitigate it, you can fight it, but he says it's inevitable that when you put that many people in one place, we're going to see spread of the coronavirus. One person texted us on the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870, says, it's not stopping the big supermarkets and hardware stores. What's more crowded than that? Well, again, that's something we've accepted. We have accepted that there will be some spread in stores that have been deemed essential to be open because they sell things we need to continue our lives and to keep our economy up and running. And now some schools have made the decision that it's worth the risk and the spread to have kids in classrooms. Some saying it's better, it's a better payoff, that it's acceptable to see some increased spread because of the benefits you get of having kids in classrooms. Other schools don't agree. That's why they're doing distance learning or staying closed until next month. Yeah, you deserve it for making it through Monday and arriving at this day I call not Monday, something we should celebrate. I don't think folks will be celebrating the governor's announcement at 2:30 this afternoon. That's when we're expected to hear him live here on WWL. Joshua, tell us that. Phase 2 will continue beyond Friday when it currently is set to expire. We will not go to Phase 3 of reopening amid the COVID pandemic. We will not see the closure of bars lifted, and we will not see the mask mandate lifted. None of that's surprising, though, I think, to anyone. You're not surprised, are you?
No, he's already said he's not going to roll anything back.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't make sense. Now, the good news is yesterday we saw fewer than 1,100 new cases. And if that is a trend, that would be fantastic because the state is starting to see, the numbers slowly plateau and now maybe start to come down a little bit. Evidence the curve may be flattening as we watch those new cases. We had not seen the number of people in the hospital below 1,500 since the mask mandate was made statewide, but that happened yesterday. There are now less than 1,500 people with COVID-19 in Louisiana hospitals, and that's also encouraging news. So hopefully that trend continues despite some schools reopening and other things like Hollywood South getting back in business. Let's hope that can all be done with minimal spread and that we continue to see the curve flatten.
I have an open-ended question you probably can't answer, but it's something I don't hear anything about it.
What's that?
The reinfection rates. What is the status of people
so
getting
far,
it, getting over it? Getting, do you get it again? Can you have
so
it?
Far, it's extremely rare. We have heard isolated cases of people getting it more than once. But the virus has not been around long enough for people to know how long the immunity that your body develops after you get the virus lasts. And that's why they're trying, you know, the plasma treatments where they're taking the antibodies from people's blood and putting it in other people. That has been successful. Also, the vaccines, whether it's the synthetic vaccine or a vaccine derived from the virus itself, there have been successes in trials. And that's why they're in phase three trials now, because so far, we're not seeing many. There have been isolated cases and reports of people getting the virus again, but that's extremely the exception, not the rule. Problem is, we don't know how long that the immunization that is either caused by getting it or from the vaccines and trials lasts.
Okay. Because it just seems like if more cases are if it's just steady on and on and on, it's like how many people have had it.
Well, let's hope that
the whole state.
That stay is very rare and that people who get it can't get it again. But we don't know. It hadn't been around long enough to tell us. You know, like the flu vaccine, and I hate to bring the flu up in this discussion because you know how some people are about that. But the flu vaccine is only good for a year. You have to get it again every year because that immunization, and plus there's a lot of changing of the strains, but it only lasts for a year. Other things, you get a shot as a kid and you never need it again. You know, some you need a booster. So every disease is different. They don't know. This one hasn't been around long enough. Thank you, Joshua. We will talk to you after the news at 6 o'clock. Up next, we'll dig into the What is Wrong with People file, check in on Isaías, and see how much this less humid air will actually be felt in the region and how long it'll stick around. That's all after this on the early edition of WWL First News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.